So hello everybody, we're here at Mom's birthday party, and I thought I would do an audio booth and that. We have all of our family. We put on a lasagna earlier this morning around 10:30, and we also cooked a thing of, what is that, rotelli? So now we're about to have cake, and we just sang happy birthday, and Tara and Jason have been a big help, and so anyway, that's pretty much it. We have, now everybody's quietly listening to me, though.
Mermaid's dream.
I like it.
Did you see
it reminded me of a mermaid.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
I guess the old waitresses never die, huh?
Thank you, Maddie. Mm-hmm. Here, I turned off voiceover, and do you want to see this app?
Sure.
Oh, did you get that one charger that like charges your phone?
Oh, I have that's the multi pack.
It's but very moist.
Ron, you want some paper?
Is it too moist?
Thank you very much. You're very welcome. Is it okay?
It's wonderful.
Oh, it's a little too moist.
The taste is good.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Here.
Thank you. I like your cake. I really want one of those. Wait, so it is the one that charges it?
Yeah.
How much did you pay for that?
It's really cool.
I don't remember because it came because I got the Edge Pro plan. Mm-hmm. That
I do like lemon. That's one of my favorite flavors.
Oh, darn it.
Oh,
that's
really...
That sucks.
No, honey, it tastes good. It's just... moist. I think it's the birds.
See, that's how good it is.
What?
Not hearing.
I heard it.
What?
That. The bird.
Yeah, that's princess. That's princess cooing. Wow, this is interesting. I think we need to freeze it and make it sort of a... Oh, boy, I don't know. Gosh. Oh.
Oh, boy. You need to turn the oven on and just put it in there at like 125, 175 degrees. Just leave it in there for a while.
Yeah, that would dry it out some.
Let it evaporate.
At a low temperature like that, it wouldn't burn it.
That's right. But
you'd have to leave it in for several hours, I would think.
Well, that's why I'm saying you just need to keep checking it. Thank you.
I think we're going to try that. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody need a napkin?
Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Sean's drinking her cake.
Tracy would say, no thanks, I just ate a bar of soap. If you ask him, you know, do you want something? That's pretty much his standard answer. No thanks, just ate a bar of soap.
Whose answer is that?
Tracy.
Oh.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
Friend of the family. Mm-hmm. Friend of the family on my side, I haven't heard that in years and years, that expression.
Tracy was the only one I ever knew who said that.
The other person I knew said it too, and I'm trying to think of who they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when he'd leave, if we'd had get together or something like that, I usually tell people it was just really nice having you here and that kind of a thing. And so I said that to him one time, and he says, "Well, it's nice being here."
I've heard that one a lot. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's nice being here.
Yeah,
that's cool. I love it.
I think the other cake. Uh oh. I'm going to try the other cake, a little piece of the other cake. Oh.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
That just didn't...
It's okay. It tasted good. I like lemon.
The top part wasn't like as wet.
I liked the crunchy thing. Yeah. That was good.
That was what I called water cake. Well, water cake. I normally do a much better lemon cake than that, guys. You'll have to try it again next time.
You have to stop apologizing. Really, really do.
Okay.
Do you want me to grab your napkin, Heather?
No, it's all gone.
Tara took it already.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Todd, come back just this way, just a little bit. Okay, stop. Now, reach straight down. There. Did you find it?
Yep.
Alrighty.
What is it?
It was just a little piece of noodle, I think, and I just didn't want to have somebody step on it and grind it in the carpet.
Or River eat it later.
It was very tiny. It couldn't have been any bigger than the end of your fingernail.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't big at all. But it still would have gone into the carpet if somebody had stepped on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Nice meal.
I sure love the smell of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Smell that desert air.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that story?
I think.
Why don't you tell it? You tell it better than any of us.
Well, I think that the girls were... Well, we drove back to Alabama. What were you, 6 or 7? 7 and 8?
7 and 8, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we rented a motor home to go back east to go visit my dad and his wife in Alabama. So the motor home, of course, had a sleeping space for Jerry and me up above where the driver's space was. And there was bed areas. Like, you know, little couches and things that converted into a sleeping area that the girls could use.
Oh,
it had a little kitchenette and also had a very small little bathroom. So we were driving cross country trying to get there, and we probably had got to somewhere around in the Midwest or somewhere, something like that. And every once in a while, Jerry would say, "Smell that desert air." And that went on for quite some time. And then I finally decided and discovered that what he was really smelling was the deodorant from when the girls would go in and go to the bathroom and flush the toilet.
Oh, man.
So now if Todd farts sometimes, I might say, "Smell that desert air."
Yeah.